Okay, we're holding on page Nunches. We're continuing the theme of Batala, of being an unproductive member of society and how bad it is. You know, one of the reasons the Chazal say that it's usher to do gambling, to partake in gambling, is for two reasons. Either because it could be possibly an issue of stealing, because a smach de lekanya, which means inherently that when I put $5 down for gambling, you know, I'm playing poker. So I assume my hand is good. That's why I'm putting money down. Nunches. And the person across from me at the other side of the table, he's also putting money down because he believes that he has the best card and is the winning card. So each of us, inherently don't want to, are not relinquishing our money.
Someone knows
he's bluffing. Bluffing, yeah, but it means not that he thinks the cards are good. The fact that he thinks the cards are good is only to the extent that he's willing to partake in the game.
What I'm trying to say is
that putting the money down, he's not willfully, wholeheartedly putting the money down. And therefore, when I ultimately win, either because my cards are good or because I was able to bluff long enough, I, in a sense, am stealing from him because he never really ultimately relinquished the ownership over the money. Yeah, I'm talking about gambling. But why did I bring it up? Only because the Gemara says that there's either one or two reasons. A smach to lekanya, and the second reason is because eina oisik bi yeshiva shel oilam. You're not a productive member of society. And that, you're pasul edus. The Gemara says you're pasul edus if you gamble. Either one of these two reasons. Now, I'll tell you api halacha. That we don't paskin a smach to lekanya. We say a smach to lekanya. So the truth is everybody is agreeing to partake of the game. In terms of gambling, that I am, in a sense, relinquishing my rights. But nonetheless, but that's not the reason why it's usher. The reason why it's usher for someone who is a gambler is pasul edus, and it answers your question, Yitzchak. The gambler is because you're not a productive member of society. Now, you do it one time, that's not the psul, right? Famously, the Rambam tells us, actually comes to like, say, Busha, for example, that someone who's mavayish somebody else, he ain't le chelk b'al mahabba. Someone who publicly embarrasses a fellow, ain't le chelk b'al mahabba. Zuck the Rambam, he adds in a very, very interesting word. Harogu b'kach. I told this, yeah? Harogu b'kach. Oh, but says the Rambam, someone who does it on a consistent basis. If somebody does something one time, it doesn't define who you are, and you do it as somebody that's what you do, then yes, that is problematic. That's possible. We're nun ches again.
There was one time in Vegas, and there was a man there, a young man, and he knew exactly like when to stop on the machine, because I'm hungry, I gotta eat something. So he put like a quarter into the machine or something. he got like a few dollars out of it, looked at him, went to eat.
There you go. You
and
see?
He lives there, so like, that's how
okay. I can't imagine. Yeah. He sounds like Mamish. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine the amount of debt that he has. Now, let's continue. Achim v'reim. We're now continuing in the Pelyoitz and Ches in the Inyan of Batala, of being a productive member of society. Achim v'reim chizku v'nischazik. V'nochus al kvod k'neil v'al nafshenu. Think about Hodesh Baruch Hu. V'loy nabir atzmin l'adas. Don't throw ourselves willfully to wastefulness. Come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't waste your time. Because upon everything that you do, Hashem will pay back. Hashem will bring you on your charges. Even literally for the amount of time it takes to just swallow your spit. Something like that. That's pachad pachadim. Again, he's speaking very intensely, but the truth is, it never just because we think it's less intense, we can't be that intense, it doesn't matter. It's a reality. We have to have reasons, and we have to have sibas, and we have to have meaning to the things that we do. If we're not being meaningful, then you're meaningless. It's a very scary thing. We are very much an accumulation of the actions that we do. If we are being wasteful, and we're being wasteful about our job in this world, or the things that matter, then yes, ultimately we're not gonna be productive. It's a very scary thing. Does it mean that everybody has to be Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky? I'm not sure, but we definitely have to have the value, the halavaya should be Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, which means I don't waste my time on stupidities. You know, what's the biggest shtuyot? Politics. Befrat even worse, Israeli politics. At least in my perspective, American politics maybe is epizephus. You know, Israeli politics isn't gotten stupid. The whole thing is ridiculous. And they fight about the tiny, littlest things. This and that. And then if they don't agree on 98% of what they... Oh, they have to start a new party. And they have to have a party on top of that party, another party on top of that party. Oh, it's, it, it's purely just batala, stupidity, wastefulness. It's it doesn't help anybody. I've never met a gadol b'Yisrael that's into politics. I've never met a gadol b'Yisrael that's into politics. No, that's not called politics. That's called the shtadlist. But I will tell you this. No one was sitting with Chaim Kanevsky with Shteinman with Alec Gadol Yisrael. They're sitting there and hacking. Well, if you do like this, you do azoy. You start doing the strategery that is required when you think from the perspective of a politician. You have to chabien them. You have to speak to here. You have to move this. None of that shtuyot. If you talk, you listen to reality politics, all about what is the best way to do this. It's just constant talking about nothing. It's empty. It's stupid. There's not one goal of Israel. You know what Chaim Kanevsky did? He said, "Learn, Mamash Yom V'Laila." Every day was exactly the same. Yom V'Laila. It was time to vote. Okay, you got up, you vote, and went. Avada did it if it required to be ma'oyer and ma'oyer other people to do it. Then he would do that too. But he never sat and talked strategy. He wasn't doing his free time. If the politicians came and had a das torah shaila, he would discuss it with them. That was not part of his etzem. You have a lot of people where this is their life. Their life is politics, and they hunt politics. And they've turned it into an industry too. You can start a podcast, right? Nothing. Yeah, you can start a podcast and talk about it for 4 hours at a time. And no, but now it's kosher because it's a pot. It's shtuyot. It's stupidity. It's dumb. Okay, and I don't mean to belittle things, chas v'shalom, but you know what? Chas v'shalom, for sure the brisker rov. Chas v'shalom, no, what are you talking about? The vote.
In order to vote, you have to know a little bit about it.
Yeah, but the gedolei ma'aseh.
Listen, the whole voting discussion is a very interesting question. It depends, number one, if it. Okay, there's the most extreme opinion, which is to the karta, or like say the Yerushalmis, they don't vote at all, whether it's municipal, whether it's the state, the actual general elections. Briskers will vote. Some of them will vote municipal, but they won't vote general, right? For example, you have this also by a lot of the Eitzniks. Everybody today is an Eitznik because everybody holds, you have to fight the Mimavgin against going to the army. Okay, a whole long story, different time. But Eitz, they also hold, you're allowed to vote municipal, and you even have to vote general, but who would you vote for? Okay, that's already a separate discussion. Right? That's where they have the different candidates here and there. And Gimbel is a lot more, okay, it goes into, you're slipping me into exactly the thing I don't want to talk about. Okay, anyways, yeah, you have a question about this? No? What do you want to say?
Good.
You're good? Oh. So let's move on to the next shtickle over here. We'll double up today. We'll double up. We have the Indian of Bechia. We moved on from Batala to Bechia, and honestly, if someone is involved in politics, then Taka Bechia crying is very worthwhile. It's very worthwhile to cry. Eis Livkois. There's always a time to cry. For example, if someone is involved in deep prayer, is involved in a tough situation, God forbid somebody's sick, there's a tough things at home, that is a moment, an opportunity to cry. It makes sense. Also, of course, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bechila, we did something wrong, we're asking for tshuva. Right? Of course, crying and being involved in that, this is something where these are all worthwhile and proper times that a person should cry. And specifically among the periods of times, the high holidays that they call it, the high holidays, Asher Melech B'Meshwa Yamadar, it's Hashem is judging us. You have to be me'or cries and supplications. The positive benefits of crying, quite a lot, Just in a no joke, but you have to say, "Oh, I had a good cry today." Now, no man would ever say that publicly, of course, right? Right? Okay.
When therapy was in.
When therapy is okay, yeah. But there is such a nakuda to that. Even if we make fun of it, it is true that there is a positive benefit of a person being able to release, to let it out. But he says the Pelyoids, Shari Amru Miyoyim Shachar Beis Hamikdash Shari Tefila Lo Ninalu. As we know, the gates of Tefila, specifically the gates of tears, are not closed. Shari Dima Lo Ninalu. Even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we don't have the closeness that we had previously to be able to bring karbanis, to be able to speak to a navi, depending on if it was speaking to the kohen, speaking to a levi, speaking to the wise man. We don't have that. As we just had previously, that Bas Paroi, right? What was her name, Bas? What was Bas Paroi's name?
Batia.
What did you say?
Batia.
Batia. Basia, what did you say?
Bisya.
You were correct. It's Bisya. Her name was actually Bisya.
Basia.
No, thank you. It's Bisya.
Ashkenazim say
It's not Nidashla Sephardi. It's a Pasuk in Navi. It's a Pasuk in Navi that her real proper name was Bisya.
We'll talk about it.
Bitya. Bitya Bisya. And therefore, she opened up and she saw there's a child crying. So says the Zohar, Do Yisrael. This is referring to Am Yisrael. Dechsev, Kinar Yisrael. Umiyad the Pasuk Bivchia, Miyad Havatach Malalov. That when Klal Yisrael is crying, it reaches a state of... Now, by the way, it's an interesting thing, because when a person cries, it's a moment of truth. A person can say, oh, yeah, I feel terrible for you. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, I'm so frustrated. There's that internal and emotional mechitza that you haven't reached. You haven't reached, you haven't got there. When a person cries, they're really getting in touch with their true selves. When Am Yisrael is crying, when Am Yisrael gets to a place of crying, of real pain, you've hit something deep. You know, you've hit bedrock there. A lot of times, people walk around life, they're living through a veneer to keep distance between the things around them, as opposed to really being in touch with themselves. When a person hits that level, that bedrock of who they are, what they are, that's it's cleansing. And that reaches a real deep level of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because of Gurei Ha'ari, it says the Ari, Shetfila Shachris is spelled b'simcha. Tfila Shachris should be the mode of absolute simcha. U'tfilas Arvis b'b'chiyah. This is about Mincha, interesting. It says, by Ma'ariv, you should be crying. As he says in the Pasuk, it says in Tehillim, that in the morning there is Rina, and by Boiker, there's a Bechi. About Kagoyin Anan, the Asme, Halavai, but by ourselves, Halavai should spell it for Kilot Filsim Bebechi. But says the Ari HaKadosh, the Halavai, all our davening should be Bebechi. Of course, a person should have a state of happiness, of positivity, of simcha all day. Nonetheless, it should be a very, very unique synthesis between two places, between place of being besimcha and also a place of true sadness. He says, Simcha ma'agisa, ashazach liyos oimid mishayis fnei melech, hakov v'oisin achaz reyach fnei chizach v'doit. The fact you have the ability to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have a relationship with Hashem, that's a beautiful opportunity for simcha. And that should be mesameach you. She'ein simcha b'yom g'dol mizu. U'bemeriros, but nonetheless, it should also be encased. Maybe the encasing should be the simcha, and inside, the internal should be the sadness. But nonetheless, unfortunately, we have a state of depression in that we don't really know truly what to do. We don't have a Navi to tell us how to be. We don't have it specifically.
Even if we did, would a Navi listen to that? Would people listen to the Navi even today?
I think we would. Absolutely, yeah. I think we would. I think we would.
If the Navi would tell us how to handle it,
I'll tell you this. Yitzhak, let me tell you a line. There's two... of the best days that a person can have. Two of the best days a person can have in their life. The day you were born, and the day that you find out the reason why you were born. And the explanation is that there's a simcha, ain simcha elka atar sasfekis. We have a general idea that a person is very happy when they finally find out their mission in life. Then it used to be, says the Gaon of Mishlei, that a person would come to the Navi, and the Navi would look at your name, and based off of your name, tell you exactly what your mission in life was. That's a tremendous simcha, to have the opportunity to know what I'm supposed to be doing. How many people walk around life have no clue what they... Okay, why? Should I go that direction? Go this direction? I'm not really sure what to do. Is this what Hashem wants me? What's what Hashem wants me? And it's a constant suffix. But if a person would say, you know what? No. I know this is my job. Then there are certain elements of a life that a person should know. If you're a father, then your job is to be a good father. If you're a spouse, your job is a good spouse. That should already be inherently like 80% clarifying. It's the other 20% that we don't know. Where should I live? Who should I be talking to? Which business should be... All those things, it's hard. And that's what adds to the challenge of life. But if we would find that place of clarity within ourselves, we'd understand very clearly, what does Hashem want from me? How to make myself better? Okay, listen, these things are not posh. But okay, that's